Our next is Megan Tompkins-Sang, teaching a new course for us.
Hi. Sorry. I feel like I should be singing or something. I'm Megan Tompkins-Sang, for those of you I haven't met. And as Ellen said, I will be teaching a new class in the fall. So the economists who run this place want you to do quantitative methods, but I'm going to try to make the case for qualitative. So imagine after graduating, you are working for the Department of Education in New York City, or maybe you work for Bridgespan or McKinsey, and you are tasked with trying to evaluate what makes an effective teacher. Lots and lots of quantitative efforts to do this. You can look across patterns and see different variables that might go into making an effective teacher. But that doesn't get at the intangibles. And so in order to do that, you're going to want to go into a classroom. You're going to want to go and do interviews with the teachers and the principals. You're going to want to go and observe how the teacher interacts with certain students, how their pedagogy comes across in the classroom, different cultural contexts, attitudes, demographics that might go into having certain practices of teachers be more effective than others. And so that's what qualitative methods does. It looks at phenomena in a smaller number of cases, in more depth, trying to really drill down into a specific case and try to understand some of those processes that might not be more quantifiable. So things like attitudes, beliefs, cultural context, norms, processes, how and why things transpire. And so that's the kind of purpose behind this class, trying to go into appropriate depth in a smaller number of cases in order to generalize and compare to other contexts and see what's generalizable across a phenomenon. Okay? So this case is going to be very workshop-oriented. The point of the final deliverable is to create a paper based on field work that you do. So you'll do different interviews with an organization that you're interested in or observations. So those are the two primary tools that we'll use, is in-depth interviews and also or ethnographic observation. And I'm trying to model the case study method in this class, so what you need in order to do a really rigorous case study. So I'll teach you how to do interviews and observations appropriately, how to analyze them, how to code them, how to draw inferences from them, and figure out themes across the data, how to generalize and how to compare across sites and maintain validity and neutrality in qualitative research, how do you approach issues like interviewing vulnerable populations versus perhaps more elite populations, how to deal with personal risk and danger in fieldwork. And it should be really interesting and fun, and I'm hoping it will be collaborative, hands-on, workshop-oriented. Okay. So it is limited to 20 students, and it does meet at 8:30 in the morning, so I assume that's going to weed out some of you from the very beginning. But I'm happy to entertain questions if you guys have anything you'd like to know. Yeah, Jesse. Will the class be offered again in the winter term? No, just the fall. Yeah. Case study context, is it individual group? It is whatever you like to study in any context, and it's individual project, not a group project. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's not primarily focused on education policy. I use that example because that's my area of expertise. And I assume many of you have that interest, but you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll do several sessions on writing up qualitative research and in order to produce that final paper. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, we'll be using software. We'll be using Atlas TI software to code up the interview transcripts, and I have to stop. Okay, but feel free to come ask me questions individually after. Thank you.